Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Paragavi, the fourth chapter in Rambam's Hilchas from Mizbech, and the laws of that which is forbidden as Karbanis for the Mizbech and the Seif Avodah, which in this paragraph continues to qualify some of the psalm that we mentioned in the previous parak, specifically regarding Reiva V'Nirva, Hamis, or Mukta, or Nevad of the Karbanis. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, Echad HaBehema V'Echad Oif, whether an animal or a bird, Karban Shenirba, if it was sodomized, or shehemis is adam, or for kill the person, or huktza, or set aside for avedazar, or never was worshipped. Hakol pasuk on mizbech, as we said in the previous parak, this is all going to be invalid on mizbech. Now, in halacha beis Ram qualifies and explains the necessity of this halacha. So harivei v'anirva. So if the animal sodomized or was sodomized, which there was engaged with a conjugal act with the animal, or v'shehemis is adam, or if it killed a person. If there were two witnesses who saw this, so then the animal or the bird is actually stoned. And its flesh is forbidden to have benefit. So then we wouldn't even have to say by these that of course they're forbidden to Hashem as a carbon. So when did we say that we have to tell you this halacha that's forbidden as a carbon for the mizbech? Is kashayim mutar lehed, when it would be permitted for a regular person to use these animals. Kugon shayisham eid echel bolvad. Let there be only one witness, and v'abayim sheiskin, and the owner was silent. Oy habia oy al piya ba'olam, or let's say based on the owner's admission, av bishayin eid klol, even if there's no witnesses at all. So then we suspect this, and we give it this forbidden status for a carbon, although it would be permitted for hedyu. Now, let's say hayisham eid echad v'abayim akrichna, but let's say there was one witness who said that this sinful act happened with the animal, but the owner denies that. Actually, Haril Matan al Mizbech, there it's going to be even permitted for the Mizbech. We don't believe the one aid. It's only when the owner is silent, then we would, regarding this Isser of bringing this on the Mizbech. Now, Halacha Gimel, there's limited liability for the animal. Behema Shasicha Kuba. Let's say they were playing around with the animal. The Gechua, and they gored it. At Shemisa's Adam, until they provoked the animal, that ended up killing a person. Although we said if it kills a person, it's going to be invalid. Here it's going to be valid for the mizbech. Because it's like it was forced and coerced because of what they provoked it, and therefore does not invalidate the animal. So to ain't behim and nifsels mishum revea nirba, we're not going to invalidate the animal from being a carbon if it was sodomized or if it's sodomized. Achi ha'odam shudava, until if the person that sodomized the animal was ben tesha shonabi amechad, if the male was at least 9 years old. And ben yisrael, ben goy, ben evid, whether we're talking about a Jew or a Gentile or a slave. Once a man, which for regards to these acts, it has to be, he's only considered as an adult for the act of bia when he's 9 years old. Nifsal, then it's going to be invalidating the animal. Now, let's say the person is the one that's sodomized from the animal, meaning on the receiving end, then in themselves, here also, the animal's not going to be invalidated, until the woman who is sodomized, at least 3 years old, but the man could also be sodomized if it's done an unnatural way. Again, only unless the boy is at least 9 years old, because if an act of bia, the man is only by 9 considered an act, and by the woman from age 3. More of another qualification. When do we say, which we're qualifying this, the halachas from the previous parak, that the animal or the bird is invalidated for being set aside by the zar? So it's mishayasu ben akmar mais. It's only when the priests do an action related to this. Kugin shiyigzu, so let's say they shear its wool, or yavdaba, the shem avedazara, or they do some type of a service for it, for the avedazara, of bedvarm, if they only set aside with words, in an asabuk, that wouldn't make it set aside. She'ein hekdash avedazara, there's no sanctification of idolatry, and just using words would not make it muktzah. Halacha hey, now, harivei avanirva, further qualifications in these halachas. The animal is sodomized or was sodomized. Now, bein shayisa bein mishalei, whether it was his own animal, bein shayisa shal chaver, whether it was a friend's animal, bein ba'inis bein merasim, whether it was forcible or with consent, bein mezadim bein mishkago, whether deliberately, whether by mistake, bein lefnei akdash, bein la'achik dash, whether before the animal was sanctified, whether after the animal was sanctified, doesn't make a difference. Harei zesum mizbech, this would be an intrinsic disqualification and would make it forbidden for the mizbech. Now, in contrast, avala mukta, but regarding this that we say if it was set aside, which has to have some action, but just by setting it aside, if it's his own animal, and v'huktzah koyim shi'akdash and set aside v'dizar before sanctified, that's with nifsal. That's why we say it's invalid. But let's say hiktzah shel chaver. Let's say he set aside his friend's animal for v'dizar. Or shehiktzah shaloi achash akdisha. Or even if he's setting aside his own animal, but he already had sanctified it, hayriz mutter. There, actually, the animal is going to be permitted for as a carbon. Because she'eino demakta dovash and shaloi. You cannot set aside something which is not your own thing. And if it's someone else's, not your own. And if you already makdish it, it's also not considered yours. You already considered Hashem's. Halacha vav. Further qualification regarding Haneved, regarding that which the animal was worshipped as a way to Zar. So here also, like we said by Reve and Venirva, Bein Sha'avet Shaloi, whether he worshipped his own animal, Bein Sha'chaber, whether his friend's animal, Bein Ma'ines, Bein Merosan, whether forcibly, whether with consent, Bein Merzod, Bein Mishkog, whether deliberately, whether by mistake, Bein Lefnei Hekdesh, Bein La'acha Hekdesh, whether before sanctified, whether it's after sanctified, Hariz Asur, it's still going to invalidate the animal as a carbon. And rather, the year it should graze, it should eat the mum kavu until it develops a permanent blemish, because ultimately it's forbidden, but it doesn't have an intrinsic physiological blemish. And that's only where we say the halacha of yipadabai, and then you can redeem it, like we already explained in Per Gimel Halacha Yud. Now, the hanevad, regarding when we say when the animal is worshipped, it's actually hu v'chumash olav. The animal and whatever is on it are all asur l'mizbeach, all be forbidden for use for the mizbeach. The reason is shekotzipui nevad asur manah. Whatever is plating, whatever is covering the worshipped animal, are all included in the prohibition of having benefit for even for a regular person, like the pasuk in the Devarim, Perek Zayin, you should not desire the gold and the silver that's on them and take for yourself. Now, once it's forbidden for a regular person, for sure forbidden for Hashem, like the pasuk says in Cheskel, "Mimashke Yisrael leMinchah LeShlom." Only that which is permitted for a regular person is permitted for Hashem. If it's not, it's going to be forbidden. Avla Mukta, but in contrast, the animal that was only set aside for a desire, who asur the animal itself is going to be forbidden. But a mashallah mutl mizbech, there whatever is on the animal actually will be permitted for mizbech. Continuing on this theme, Halacha Zayin. Someone bows down to worship as a deity, a mountain. Now, although that's permitted for benefit for a regular person, doesn't make it into avod zar because it's the ground itself and has to be something on the ground. But still, the stones from that mountain are forbidden to be utilized in the creation of the altar. And let's say someone bows down to a spring that flows in his land. Those waters are invalidated for being used as the water libations. So to Asher Shabbatla, let's say there was a Avodah Zarah tree which was nullified by a Gentile who could nullify it from being a Avodah Zarah, which is permitted for benefit for a regular person, but still cannot bring from its logs for the pyre, for the fire on the Mizbech. And v'chein mashtach v'al behemah, so that someone bows down to an animal. K'shem sh'nesel mizbech just becomes a valid date for the Mizbeach, the animal itself. Kach tzemer shalah, so to its wool, is possible because they cannot use it to make the crown of garments. And the karnet's horns, abtul lachatzeis, are forbidden to make trumpets out of them. Vishakeh and its thighs, lachalin, you cannot make flutes out of them. Uvenemeyahu and its intestines, you cannot take lanimen to use as the strings of the harps. Hakol pasal, they're all invalid. As whether this be where halacha ches is or the next line, but the general rule is, kol sheish b'shem l'vidazah, whatever has a name related to idolatry, la'yasa l'malachas akadosh, cannot be used for the holy service. Af b'shem b'davano, although it is technically permitted to have benefit from it. And some say halacha ches is over here, which we move on to other invalidations that we have spoken about, which are explicit in the Torah. Is that what esnan? What's considered the exchange of the services of a harlot, which that animal, if we use for the exchange, is forbidden to be brought as a carbon, is oim lezanim. Someone says to a harlot, hey, this is your thing, I'm giving you this animal, as the wages for the services that you're providing. So this is echad zaynagaya, whether we're talking about a harlot that's a Gentile, or a shifchor, if she's a maidservant, or a Israelis, or a Jewish woman. But there it's specifically she ervolav, that she's considered as one of the rayas on him, or at least one of the negative prohibitions. Because in contrast, the Rambam's opinion is avala penuya, but if she is a single woman, filo hayukain, even if the man was a kain, which the Torah explicitly says in Mikra Chav Alev, that a kain is not allowed to have relations with a woman that's a zayna, still, his relations with the single woman does not make her a zayna, even as relates to a kain. And therefore, esnan amutar, the relations he has with her, and he pays her for her wages, that animal, that esnan, is going to be permitted, because the single man having a relation with a single woman does not make her into zayna. And the chenishto nidah, so to his wife, is Anida's menstruating at that time. Esnana, the gift that he's giving her, this animal to have relations with him, is mutter, is also going to be permitted. Afpishi erva, although she is an erva during the time that she's Anida, because ultimately she's going to be permitted at a later point in time when she goes, after she goes to the mikvah, that wouldn't qualify for the halacha of esnan zayna. Now, halacha tes, let's even nasa achas mechiyav alavin. Let's say he gets married to one of the women that are negative prohibition for him to have relations with. Koshiyin la machmas beila, whenever he gives her a gift of an animal, because of cohabitation he's having with her, technically, Hariza Esnan Ba'asa, that the gift for this prohibited relationship with one of the Arayas, the Chiv Alabin, and therefore Ba'asra, that animal is going to be forbidden to be brought as a carbon. V'hazachar, for an act of homosexuality that is given to a male, Esnan Ba'asa, their gift is also going to be forbidden. But let's say, Nasna Ha'isha Esnan Laboyal, let's say the woman pays the man for his services, Hariza Muta Mishim Esnan, that's going to be permitted for Esnan, it's only what the man gives to the woman, not what the woman gives to the man. Halacha Yud. If someone says to his friend, Here, take this animal as a gift. And let your maidservant spend the night by my Jewish servant. So that's considered as a gift, as a payment for these wages of a harlot. Now, this is only if his male servant, that's Jewish, doesn't have a wife and children. Because if Avam Yeshla Isha Ban, but if actually that Eved Ivri had a wife and sons, actually Hariza Mutab Shiv Khakana is actually permitted in a non-Jewish maidservant. So this wouldn't be Esnan Zaina, because it's actually not a Zaina, it's actually a permitted relationship for him. Commission's bar, like, is going to be explained in the third parak in Nakzabad Maloch Dal. But what did Bible Zaina so to, let's say someone says to a harlot, Helech Dabazeh, here, take this animal as wages, the Ba'ali Laplain Israeli, and have relations with that other Jew, Hariza Asnan. It's the same thing as like a master and a slave. The same thing would be any Jew who's paying for the services for another Jew. It would qualify that as the prohibition of Esnan Zayna. Now, let's say he set up the price with the Zayna that he's going to pay her for her services one lamb. But the Nasan Harbi actually ended up giving her a lot of lambs. I feel Nasan Elf, if you can give us 1,000, Kulam Esnan, they're all the wages for that act of service. But someone's back and they'll be forbidden for the Mizbech. Let's say he gave her the animal as the wages, but he didn't have relations with her. Rather, he told her, let this be for credit. Let this be by you until I end up having relations with you. When he ends up having relations with her, then it's going to be forbidden. But let's say, let's say she ended up bringing and sacrificing as a carbon before he ever had relations with her. Kasha, it's going to be valid. Because it's only when he has relations with her, then it becomes an esna. Now, the moisa chayv is carbon, therefore, if she was obligated in the carbon and she uses it, yatsa dechavasi, she fulfilled her obligation. Now, vahu, and that is only that she fulfilled her obligation, if she yimula ba'esha nasan, only if he told her when he gave her the animal, that emer seisha tartsi li kani oisim akshab, that whenever you're going to be accepting to me and will have relations, that you should acquire it from now. Oh, so now it's hers already. And it's only going to be Esnan then. And if she sacrificed before and there wasn't Esnan Zayn yet. But if he didn't tell her that she should acquire it from now, then she cannot sacrifice something which is not hers. So as long as he didn't have relations with her, she never acquired the lamb. And since it's not hers, so that would be a different invalidation of why it wouldn't be a valid carbon, even though it's not Esnan Zayn yet, because he didn't have relations with her. Now, let's say somewhere in the middle. Let's say she went and she sanctified the animal before he had relations with her. She didn't sacrifice like in the previous case. She only sanctified it. She only made it kodesh. And then he had relations with her. Now, here is a safek imu esnan. This is a situation of that we're going to qualify this animal as an esnan zayin. Why? Because ultimately he had relations with her before she sacrificed it. Maybe it's not an esnan. She rikdashatu couldn't be because she already sanctified it before the bia and that already made it a carbon and it's not esnan zayin until there's a bia. So the figure liver, because of the doubt, lo yuk, one should not bring it as a carbon. But from carbon, it's, but if one did bring it as a carbon, because of the doubt, it's going to be accepted. Halacha yigimel. Now, let's say ba'al leha v'loy nasan la. Let's say he had relations with her, and he didn't give her any wages, didn't give her any animal at that time. La'achas man nasan la, then at a later point in time, he gives it to her. Afal acha kamasham, even after many years, hariz esnan, that animal is going to be considered as the esnan zayna. Now, but when we say this, the Rambam qualifies as begay yashamala, let's say specifically by a Gentile, a non-Jewish woman that he tells her, he barely betola zet. He says, have relations with me for this lamb, where he doesn't give it to her yet, only gives it a few years later, but he said this lamb. Oh, but she'en etzricha meshicha. The non-Jew could acquire even without doing meshicha, without drawing to their possession. They acquire with even a monetary transaction. Now, since he told her, have relations with me for this lamb, so she acquired the lamb with the act of bia, even though he only actively gave it to her after a long period of time. So it'll be qualified as esen zayin. Or let's say similarly with a Jewish woman, that the lamb was already in her courtyard. Oh, so the chatzer of a person could acquire it for the person, and va'amala, and he told her, if I don't give you money by that day, it's going to be yours. So therefore, the acquisition happened at the time of the bia, either by the goy because of dint of the bia, or by the Israelis because of her chatzer. Now, Avalam Amala, but let's say he told her he bought libertolistam. Let's say he said, have relations with me, I'll give you a lamb. Didn't specify which one. Uvalao, and he had relations with her. Ula achas manchach, latola, and a later point in time he sends her a lamb. That's going to be permitted, and it's not going to have the prohibition of the halacha of esnat zayin, because esnat is only that which was designated for the acquisition at the time of the biyah, and since it wasn't specified over here, it's not going to qualify for that of the esnat zayin. Halacha yadalt. Ein asa mishum esnat mechir. Another further qualification is, it's not forbidden for the laws of the exchange of the harlot or for that of the dog, ele gufan, only the actual body of the animal itself, and not what it's changed into. So lefikir, therefore, in a chal, it doesn't take effect, el al davar roed likra baga mezbech. Only something that it itself, in that state, can be sacrificed on mezbech. Kukrin behima tyra, like a kosher animal, v'tern b'nei yayna, a turtle dove or young dove, v'yayin v'shem v'saylis, and wine, and oil, and flour, all these are themselves brought on the mezbech. But let's say nasan lamois v'lokchem en karmen, let's say he paid her money, and those money she used to buy karmen, it's a kosher, that's going to be valid, it's not the actual thing itself. So to halacha says, well, nasan lachitim, let's say he gave her wheat. She made flour out of it, or let's say he gave her zeisim olives, vasan shemen, and she made oil out of it, or another may give her grapes, vasan yain, and she made wine out of it. I really like shame. They're going to be valid. Check around the shalom again because they changed from the original state. Let's say nasan la behemas kadoshim bes nana. Let's say he gave her an actual sanctified animal. It was already sanctified as a carbon before he gave it to her, and he gives her the carbon in exchange for her services. Loi nasan mizbeach. That would not make it forbidden for the mizbeach because it's already a carbon. And the filamona is al pischa, and even if he counts her on his carbon pesach, which you have to be counted on a group, and he says, oh, because of the service he did, you could be on my carbon pesach, or v'chagigase, which is the carbon chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, so that one should eat the carbon pesach full. If he counts her on these carbonas besnana for her services, here also, le'nifslu ha'makdashin, the carbonas are not going to become invalidated that way, because shekvar zochem and gevoyim eshor shekdishim, because Hekdash already merited on them before, that from the moment that he sanctified it, and therefore, it's not his own money to take effect, to invalidate it as esnat zayinim. And v'chein nasa lo dovash ein shaloi. Let's say he gave her something which is not his own. They're also, like, b'soli is not invalidated, because she ain't odom oitz dovash ein shaloi. A person cannot make something that's not his own. Forbidden. Elam kin yisya shah bayim. Only if this thing that he took, the only way to give up hope, then the zayinim would have acquired it with what's called yirsh, with the fact that the original owner gave up, with shein rishos, that it changed domains by going to har, only then. But up until then, when it's not his own, he cannot make it invalidated. Now, in contrast, Abu Nasna Eifis, the one exception is if he gave her birds, Avabish and Mukdashna, although they already sanctified their karbanis, this Tyre or Ben Yaina, Esnan Chalalayim Basum, actually the Esnan would take effect for the if it was exchanged for the services of a Zayin, and would become forbidden. Where Ubidibi Kabbalah, this is learned out from the tradition, which is Exeus a custom from Luchal Nader, which includes that the Esnan takes effect even on a bird carbon. Now, Halacha design. Qualifying a zehu mechir kelb, what's considered the exchange of a dog that's invalid, that animal as a carbon, is zehu melechaveir, if someone tells his friend, hey, lecha tola zeh, here, take this lamb, tachas kelb zeh, you give me your dog, I'll give you this lamb, that lamb is forbidden as a carbon. And mechim hechlev kelb bekama behemis, oy oifis, bekeyezman. Or let's say change one dog for many animals or many birds, and similarly, kul nasur zembech, all those that are exchanged are going to be forbidden for the mezbech. Now, aloch yedzayin, interesting case. Let's say you have two partners that divided an estate, let's say, or company. Now, one took 10 lambs, another one took 9 lambs and 1 dog from the partnership. Now, so the halacha is like this. The one that took the 9 lambs, that with that portion he took the dog, so mutarm, his lambs are going to be permitted because they're not in exchange for the dog, he got the dog also. But the one who took 10 lambs opposite the guy who took the 9 lambs with the dog, so it depends. If one of the lambs has the monetary value, like the value of the dog, which that's it, we're exchanging, like because that's what it is. It's like a barter. You take that, I'll take this. Or at least it was more than the value of the dog. So so you remove it from the 10 lambs to correlate to the exchange of the dog. And that will be considered the mechir kelev, and only that one's going to be forbidden for the mizbeach. Usheir mutarm, and all the other lambs are going to be permitted. But then kol echad ve'echad mehem dama pechus min me'akel. But if each one of the lambs that are there are worth less than the value of the dog, so neither one you could say is the one that's correlating. You're going to have to do more than one. Hari asar kul nasum. So then all 10 are going to be forbidden because they're all considered as the mechir of the kelev. No one is distinct to say that this is the one that's taking the place. All 10 are going to be forbidden for the mizbeach as mechir kelev. Now aloch yitches, as we said regarding the zayna. Nishtana mechir, but let's say that exchange of the dog, that entity, that animal, that product was changed. Kugin shehichlev kelev bechitim. Let's say you exchanged the dog for wheat, v'nasa sales, and then you made flour out of it. Harizamut, that's going to be permitted because it changed from its original state. Now also, esnan kelev. We had been mentioning esnan zayna u'mechir kelev. Now esnan kelev, on the other hand, where if let's say a man had relations with a dog, and he gave to the owner of the dog a sheep for those services, umechir zayno. Or let's say he gave his friend a lamb for the exchange of acquiring the maidservant that's a zayna that he has, which is the other cases, it's really mechir kelev, which is exchange for the dog, and that's a zayna for the service of the zayna. Here you're doing the service of the dog in exchange to purchase the zayna. Those are also matarn, they're going to be permitted because only the Torah explicitly tells you those two are forbidden, but not four, which would be the opposite type of combinations. And also esnan zayna mechir kelev, these forbidden cases for the Mizbeach, the maternal by the Gabbais, they are permitted for the temple treasury, because they change, you're not going to use the actual animal, and since they change, you could use it for the by the Gabbais, Abukufa shal esnan, but the actual body of the esnan, lo yasir kun labais, you cannot use as plating for the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Torah, in the Devarim Chav Gimel, l'chol neder, that for whatever vow, which is l'chol beisur kum, which includes even the plating of the Mizbeach, that's also going to be forbidden with what you cannot use for the Mizbeach. And therefore, the actual body of the Esnan itself, that which you use to pay the Zayna, cannot be used to actually be used in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash.